I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Here we go.
Jake and Josh are here
to analyze the game they love
for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast.
Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh House.
The Dolphins are trying to make all these little moves, and it's easy to get excited about them, right? It's super easy to get excited about the Shaq Barretts, the Poyers, whoever it may be. But Merrick, where does this team have to go next?
I'm still looking at that offensive line. You know, they signed a center. We've talked about how Connor Williams might be available after June 1st when we get that Xavien Howard boost, possibly the Tua extension boost. You could be looking at upwards of $30 million coming to this team late summer. So then you look at a guy coming off the ACL and Connor Williams and you say, are you ready to come back? I know there were some rumors about Connor Williams possibly retiring on Twitter over the last 24 hours. I think those were... I think those were fueled by some crazy Dolphins fans on Twitter. I don't think Connor Williams is actually retiring. Not when, you know, you have millions of more dollars to make in your career when you're still a young guy. So could Connor Williams come back and play guard for the Dolphins? We talked about that earlier this episode. Yeah, I could absolutely see that. A guy I would like the Dolphins to take a look at, and he wouldn't hurt the compensatory formula, would be Laken Tomlinson, formerly of the Jets, but prior to that, formerly of the San Francisco 49ers, played there when Mike McDaniel coached there, and Laken Tomlinson had his best years in the outside zone Shanahan style rushing system. So he was kind of a bust for the Jets, but maybe because of that, you can get him on a cheaper deal. He doesn't affect the compensatory formula, and he could round back into form in a scheme that better suits his skill set. So my next signing, if I'm the GM, is Laken Tomlinson. I'm bringing him in to play guard. And then that kind of fills up another need for this team, which allows them to go best player available at 21 overall in the draft next month.
Yeah, I'd be all for that. I mean, we know what the Dolphins need to do on that offensive line. Do you want me to throw mine out there, Jake? Am I allowed to go, or did you want to talk about the offensive line at all?
I'll allow it. No.
You'll allow it? Okay. So I was originally going to come on here and I was going to joke that they should trade for Justin Fields. So let's let people boo me and all that right now. Trade for Justin Fields, bringing that backup quarterback. Yeah. But really, they need to find another cornerback, right? Opposite of Jalen Ramsey. I mean, we'd hope that Cam Smith can fill in there. We've seen Kader Kohou play on the boundaries. We've seen Nick Needham play on the boundaries. But I think both those guys are almost better suited inside. So for me, I find a cornerback. I mentioned Rocky Sin, a younger player. Well, he's not younger anymore. He's 28 years old. He played for Baltimore. Maybe there's some familiarity there. Kendall Fuller's a name. Christian Fulton. Adoree Jackson. I don't really have a specific cornerback in mind, but let's be honest, opposite of Jalen Ramsey, we need another body. So I did see, I don't know if you guys saw, but someone posted an Eli Apple, like it was one of those fake accounts. And dude, it was you, Jake. Dude, that's how bad it is. Yeah, and I came on 2 hours later and you posted that. And I shit my pants. I thought it was real. And you even said like it almost got me. And I just did not understand what you were talking about. I was still reading this tweet over and over again. I'm like, they did not give Eli Apple that much money. So they need a quarterback.
So it was Adam Schefter, basically. And it was one of the fake tweets as you're just scrolling. And somehow there's always one that catches your eye. Maybe it's because they just use a specific picture, whatever it may be. But it was just that the Dolphins and Eli Apple agreed to like a 4-year, $55 million deal. And I don't know why, but for like half a second, I believed it. And I was just like, oh, good grief. Like, I need to take a breather just to kind of try to react to this.
I only believed it because you posted it. Like, I would have never believed that if I was scrolling, but you posted it, and I was like, oh, why would they do that? Like, because Chris Greer on.
That was about to be Josh's 13th reason.
So the Dolphins have just a handful of cornerbacks on the roster. How dare you not mention Ethan Bonner, who's going to step up and be an absolute stud for this unit.
Someone calls him White Mamba. They call him White Mamba.
That's lovely.
The Dolphins currently only have, I think it's three guards under center, Liam Eichenberg, Lester Cotton, and Robert Jones. Are we sure that Aaron Brewer is going to be someone who – are we locking him into center? Are we sure there's zero chance he could be going sliding back to guard?
I like him at center because of the pass protection issues. So if you can maximize the skill set at center and minimize – his pass blocking responsibilities, because he'll usually get help from a guard there. I prefer him at center.
They have two defensive tackles with a base salary of $1.1 million in Zach Sealer and Isaiah Mack. But outside of that, they need some more depth at defensive tackle. They need another safety. Guys, how long do you think we're going to go before the Dolphins sign another wide receiver? There are, I think it was Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald who came out and said that they are talking with Braxton Berrios about bringing him back. But do you think they are going to push in the chips to try to bring in another receiving threat?
Well, I mean, there's still a lot of interesting names out there. I look at the draft. When I look at wide receivers, I look at the draft. And how many years in a row have we heard that, oh, this is one of the greatest wide receiver crops out there, you know, in draft history? It seems like every single year we're getting just the next evolution of NFL wide receiver. You got fast guys. You got big guys. You got guys with great hands. You got guys with great rack ability. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm not paying big money to a veteran wide receiver unless it's a wide receiver that's familiar with the system and can kind of get up to speed a little bit quicker, because we do realize how intricate the McDaniel system is. We're still waiting for Eric Azukama to make an impact. Obviously, he had the neck injury last year. People were expecting big things for him. Could Azukama come back and be that wide receiver three? Maybe the Dolphins aren't worried about it because they look at somebody like Azukama and they say he's going to fill these shoes. But for me personally, I like wide receiver in this draft, and there is just a slew of names out there that make a whole lot of sense. You got Roman Wilson from Michigan, who is a winner, a leader, and a great blocking wide receiver, which we all know is something that Mike McDaniel craves for this system. I personally like some of these bigger body guys because I think that's a missing element on this Dolphins offense, that red zone guy, that big body guy that can go up there and get those 50-50 balls. Somebody like an Xavier Leggett from South Carolina, which, by the way, I sent you guys this in the DMs, but I heard an interview of his today, and his voice is amazing. He's got the most, yeah, I love a good Southern draw, man. And he's got that, like, in spades. So give me somebody like that. There's just so many receivers that can be found in this draft that I'm not paying big money to get one of these guys, because even in the later rounds, you're seeing receivers taken in the fifth and sixth round that make an impact for their teams in the future. So Dolphins have a couple six round picks they could use. They have a fifth round pick they could use. I'm staying away from the free agent receivers. Like I said, unless it's somebody that knows the system well and can contribute early. And instead I'm going to invest some draft capital into a wide receiver three in the draft. Miami.